These are the latest Newcastle headlines. Coming up, we have the thoughts of Matt Ritchie as well as some early team news ahead of the game against Burnley at the weekend. We'll start, though, with the news that a fans group is attempting to raise funds to buy a stake in Newcastle United if owner Mike Ashley is successful in selling the club. The Newcastle United Supporters Trust is asking fans to contribute what they can to the 1892 pledge. Greg Tomlinson, the chair of the Trust, said the fans have to put our money where our mouth is. For decades, fans have been told they are the lifeblood of the club, but when major decisions are made, they are always left out. It is an unfortunate fact that in football, as in life, money talks. Moving on now to the thoughts of Matt Ritchie, and after forcing his way back into the team, he's determined to keep his place in the first 11. He made a first start since January in the 2-2 draw against Tottenham and had a hand in both goals, and Ritchie now hopes to play his part between now and the end of the season, saying, "I've been champing at the bit to get back in, working hard in training, and luckily enough, got back in the team. Now I have to try and keep my shirt and perform. It's the business end of the season, so performances need to be high. Hopefully we can pick up points." We'll finish with that team news ahead of the trip to Burnley, and Newcastle may have a huge boost. There is a chance Callum Wilson could be involved. He's been missing with a hamstring problem since mid-February. He has stepped up his recovery in recent weeks, and there is a chance he will be involved against the Claretts. There's also a good chance that Alan Saint-Maximin will be available from the start. He made a long-awaited return in the 2-2 draw with Tottenham. He was instrumental in the build-up to the second goal. There is a chance he could start against Burnley on Sunday.